Gardaí in Dublin have begun a murder investigation after a man was fatally stabbed in the city in the early hours of this morning. A second man who was injured in the incident is being treated in hospital. The scene has been preserved pending a forensic examination later today. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The fatal stabbing took place at Clinch's Court in the North Strand area of Dublin. A row broke out in one of the cottages at around 4 o'clock this morning. A man in his 40s was stabbed to death. A second man sustained injuries and was taken to the Mater Hospital where he's still being treated. Gardaí at Store Street have now begun a murder investigation. The scene has been preserved pending a forensic examination and a post-mortem is to be carried out later today. Gardaí have issued a general appeal for information and will conduct house-to-house inquiries in the area. They are, however, following a definite line of inquiry and not looking for anyone else at present. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The UK Parliament's Committee on Exiting the EU has warned that a no-deal Brexit would lead to severe disruption, pose a fundamental risk to the competitiveness of the British economy and put many jobs at risk. In its latest report, the committee says no deal would represent a sudden rupture for the closely entwined economies of the UK and the 27 other EU countries. Our London correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In a week when the UK government and the contenders to be the next British Prime Minister have been talking up the prospects of a no-deal Brexit at the end of October, the House of Commons Committee on Exiting the EU today hits back with a report outlining the damage that could be done to key sectors of the UK economy by a disorderly Brexit. Having heard evidence from key industrial sectors, including car makers, farming, pharmaceuticals and data-dependent companies, the committee says all those sectors would be hit hard and geographically, a no-deal Brexit would inflict the most damage on the North East and the West Midlands. It also finds that without a deal, the UK could not rely on Article 24 of GATT to maintain the current tariff-free trade regime with the EU. Committee Chairman Hilary Benn said, "This clear evidence reinforces our previous conclusion that a managed no-deal cannot constitute the policy of any responsible government."
Iran's ambassador to Ireland has called on the government to intervene in a diplomatic row between the United States and Iran on sanctions. Ambassador Masoud Haslami said Ireland could help de-escalate tensions in the region. His plea comes as US President Donald Trump announced a US warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday and called on other countries to condemn Iran. Jackie Fox reports.
Iran has been putting pressure on Europe to convince Washington to lift sanctions which are significantly disrupting its economy. They were imposed on the country last year after the United States pulled out of a landmark nuclear deal. Amid rising tensions in the Gulf, Iran's ambassador to Ireland has called on the Irish government to intervene. Masoud Haslami told RTE News that Ireland has the reputation and neutrality to what he said was initiate diplomatic initiatives to help de-escalate tensions. He also indicated that this could boost Ireland's position as the country bids for a United Nations Security Council seat. The ambassador also warned that trade between the two countries could be affected if US sanctions continue. A spokesperson at the Department of Foreign Affairs said the Taoiseach Simon Coveney has consistently called for dialogue between all parties in the Gulf region.
There's been harsh criticism of President Trump's failure to stop racist chanting at a campaign rally. The Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who was the subject of the chants of "Send her back," has called the US president a fascist. Mr. Trump said he tried to intervene, but footage from the rally contradicts his claim. Democratic Congressman and chairman of the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, said such rhetoric was dangerous.
When I listened to the president last night, I could not help but think about when I was 11 years old, trying to integrate a swimming pool in my district. And we were taunted, and they were told, they said the same words. They said, "Go back to where you came from." We in America cannot afford that. We are supposed to be the beacon of hope, the beacon of light, the place where people come when they're trying to make their lives better.
More than 500 ambulance personnel will begin a 24-hour strike at 2 o'clock this afternoon in a row over union recognition. They're demanding the right to be represented by the Psychiatric Nurses Association. It's the second nationwide 24-hour strike by the PNA ambulance branch involving paramedics, advanced paramedics and emergency medical technicians. The government will today announce that work is to start on setting up an electoral commission. It will be established on a statutory basis and combine several electoral functions in an independent, dedicated public body. The commission will include a new research and advisory role, which will inform the government and Oireachtas in their consideration of reform to electoral law. And the time now is 6.5 minutes past 8.